Two. How versus way? Have you guys ever thought of those terms? How versus way? My name is Lisa Urbanski, and welcome to The Advisor. I am co-host of the show. Joining me is someone who has a podcast on our channel, and she is a word wizard. So, in this conversation today, we are welcoming back Laura Berkey, and she's going to unpack the question, how will I? How it often stalls us. Well, what's a way invites flow. I'm so excited to chat with her today. Before we get started, I want to say thank you to Spreaker and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship, and to our listeners and our fans, thank you so much for tuning in. Before you leave today, please do not forget to like and subscribe. Hi, Laura.
Hey, how you doing, Lisa?
Oh, I'm so good. And just so everyone knows, you and I had a little conversation before we hit record, and we found out some things about each other. So you're a Gemini. In the astrology world.
Well, I'm a Gemini ascendant, but it's
Okay.
very dominant. Yes, and I'm a Pisces sun. Yep.
And you've got some Virgo in you too.
I do. I love my Virgo, actually, my Virgo moon. Yes.
Yes,
Which
and
one
you and
is
I
in
can
common
relate.
with your, yeah, pardon me?
You and I can relate on the Virgo, because
Yeah.
that'd be my sun. Yes, my sun is in
Yep.
Virgo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, how excited was I to meet with you today and have this conversation? The world is full of people who are struggling with language, with words, with what we tell ourselves, and when we're met with a challenge. So, can you introduce how versus way? What does that mean to you?
How versus way. So this really, I kind of want to do a little history or origin of like how I became aware of it's a good idea to pay attention to the word you're using. So certainly in my own life, and because I was raised in the self-development when that started, kind of in the 80s is when self-development really started. And that's when we could walk into a building with two floors and so many books in there, you know, especially the self-development section would be books about how to. Here's how to, you know, what is it when people upgrade their house. What do they call that? I'm going to remodel, like remodel or whatever,
Right.
or how to start a business or how to do yoga. So a lot of how to. So I was really entrained in this mindset of, oh, how? I've got to go find the how. Somewhere out there is the how to do this. Someone's going to tell me how to do this. Okay. So I got way on the deep end on that. And read books, read books, read books, tried to apply, meaning I intended to get the outcome. And while I would get some wisdom and get some good ideas, I really never felt truly effective or fruitful from the learning of the how. And then when I applied it, that I actually received such an outcome. So that was
Yes.
frustrating. Does it make sense? Do you relate with that?
It makes so much sense. I'm picturing like myself with an IKEA piece of furniture, even. Like the instructions are there, but I'm lining everything up and it doesn't quite make sense. And then I'm like, but it's not working. And then in my head, I'm like, intuitively, I'm like, but I wonder if this moved here and this could work this way. But then my mind is, my ego is like, nope, the instructions say you got to do it this way to put it together. So then I go back to that and follow that. So that's where I go with that for sure. Yeah, can relate.
And there's so many spokes to this, you know, what how does, you know, and how it works. And so this had become a habit, you know, of going, you know, when I wanted something, then how am I going to do this? And then I would look outside of me to go find the answer. And then as I started coaching clients, I saw they do the same thing. And so I could really relate with my clients because I'm like, oh, okay, so this is a very human thing. This is what we've all been conditioned to do. And I was seeing they were having the same struggles. They're not necessarily hitting the mark, crossing the red, you know, yellow tape. It's not happening. Despite our effort, despite our passion and our zeal and our enthusiasm for what we want to achieve. So then, and you know, I've done a lot of study or whatever. And I also love words and I love communication. So one day I was like, okay, Laura, have you read enough books? Like, I mean, literally, I had hundreds of books, literally hundreds of books. And a lot of those were business books because this is my early days of coaching. And I'm like, and no matter what, you're still not thriving.
Yeah.
You're not having the onslaught of clients and the income that you want. And so I kind of just like pushed that all out and I'm like, okay, and I got a blank piece of paper and I just said, okay, just between you and you, Laura, just between you and you, what are some ways you can do this? What are some ways you can invite or welcome or broadcast to the world that you exist? And this is before the internet, truly, before it exploded and all that, and there was,
Right. Yeah.
So I just started writing down, and I said, Laura, anything goes. Even if it's an idea you would never do, or if it sounds ridiculous, anything goes. And as I had done that, I noticed something change in my whole system, the whole me. I felt the more I wrote down, the more energy started building inside of my body. The more I wrote down, the more truer or more the things that I was writing down were like ideas that I would actually do. Like, I would actually do this versus when I would read a really smart book from some great expert. I'm like, I'd have to do that. And that would create nervousness or anxiety in me. But then I would do these things. I'm like, oh my God, this is a way that would work. And this is kind of fun. Everything changed. My vibration, I lightened up. And not even that I necessarily did the 50 things I wrote down, and or maybe even any of them, because it's a thing I've done many times, but that opened me up. It
Yes.
relaxed me. And so to use spiritual and energetic language, it expanded me and it absolutely opened me up. And if you are open, then you can receive. When you are
Yes.
closed, when you're stressed and your head's down and you're narrowing in on one particular way to do it, you are constricted. So there really isn't, you can't really receive. You're not in the receiving
Yep.
state. So that right there is the origin of how I saw, gosh, just the slightest little adjustment. Instead of saying, how am I going to get more clients? I would say, what are some ways I can get more clients? Totally different, Laura. Totally different thoughts now, because one thought breeds this, the next thought breeds the next thought. That's how our
Yes.
thinking works. And then what you think triggers how you feel. So now I've got great thoughts. I'm feeling fantastic. And it is our feelings and our emotions that dictate the actions and behaviors that we take. And so here I was now, looking bolder, more courageous, more confident, more certain. So that was really an early instance and experience of me really seeing it happen. Like, oh my gosh, one word did all this.
I love that. I love that because I know a lot of the audience can relate to this. Society bleeds into us that we go study, we put our head in the books, we're given an outline when we sign up for a course of these are your reading materials, this is what you have to study, this is what you have to learn. And so even when I was like in my personal development stage of learning, I had just like you, I had so many books, every single book on self-help. I could write the next damn book on self-help. But then one day I'm like, God, I know all of this stuff. Why do I still feel stuck? And I realized that it was until I started implementing those tools into my own life. That's the only way I could start living that way. So it's a matter of taking the knowledge, turning it into stuff that I could use on my own, and then implementing it. And what you're talking about is feeling like Laura, doing what Laura wanted to do, needed to do, writing out your plan, how you were going to, the way you were going to do it, excuse me, sounds like alignment to me. It's like suddenly you were in alignment. Is that, am I interpreting this correctly?
Well, surely. I mean, yes, you are, but even if it feels like you are, then you are, right? But
Yeah.
so you're kind of showing a really good distinction also, or an important thing to say about it. So there is, we read the books and here's how, right? And so then what I'm offering is that, so you read them, so did I, and then but I'm not necessarily taking it to the streets. I've got it all
Yes.
here. So I collected all the data, but I haven't really done anything with it. And that right there, I call integration. When you go to a workshop, when you read a book, listen to a podcast, be, and again, and I focus on words. So it's like, don't just be a data collector. If you're only collecting the data and it's, which we all naturally do, which means, oh yeah, I hear them. Okay, I'm comprehending. It's the difference between I comprehend what Laura and Lisa are talking about, and words and how and way. Oh, I'm totally with what they're saying. But then you get out of the car or you turn it off and go do whatever you're doing, and then you don't necessarily apply this powerful little shift of starting to use the word way instead of how, then you didn't integrate the information. So all you
Yes.
did was store it up here in the card catalog or the roll or whatever. And
Yeah.
so in the actual doing it, and the actual doing it then is how you integrate it. Like, let me practice that. Let me give that a try. And that
Yeah.
is very personal. That is very personal, actually. So I do want to say this because I think it's important. All the books that have been written, thank you, thank you, thank you for the people who wrote those. This is with no shade and not putting down that books are not important and they're not great and you shouldn't listen to them. But I started reading differently and listening to different. I mean, so from there, I mean, I listen to podcasts, I listen to, or I read books, and when I read something and I think, okay, this is how they are suggesting it, how they did it, the way they think, here's how you should do this, I simply do. I feel for, well, what is a way that I could do it, that I can just take this as inspiration. So now when I read and I listen to anything, I'm thinking, I'm going to be inspired by this. I'm not going to be directed by this. I'm not going to be told, here's your marching orders, because that has never worked for me, and I know. And some people it does work for, and this is why it's very personal. So that's a way I even read books now. I read a book or I listen to a thing to get inspired, not to be given orders, or instruction.
Yeah.
100%, because that's just my way. And somebody else says, well, I totally do. I write down and I make a journal and I put graphs and whatever. And that's their way if that puts them into alignment.
Yes, it's taking the information and using it in a way that works for an individual.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my gosh, amazing. And I love like your work with words. So I know I'm going to ask you this question. So I'm also a word person, and I very much believe what I speak out and what I put out, what I write down is very much the vibration I'm going to get back in my life, right? But then I get scared sometimes because something slips out and it's a negative word or it's a word that's not going to serve me. And I'm like, how do I take that back? Can you speak to that? Do you struggle with that? And how do we learn to, let that go, I guess?
Yeah. Okay. So there's four words that when I first really started to share this, because for a long time I kept it to myself and I just lived this way. I operated being very precise with the words that I use because I noticed I feel different when I use this word versus this word. Even if I'm almost saying the exact same thing, one word seems to, and I'm going to say this for effect, using this word seems to disempower. It seems to deplete me or droop me. I don't feel strong or in alignment or whatever. And when I use this word, I feel just bolder, bigger, more fortified, and so then I started to, so there were four words at the very beginning that I kept hearing in interviews that I would watch. Like, I used to watch like Larry King and Barbara Walters and Oprah Winfrey. That was class time for me because I would really listen to how people talked. And I would hear in their stories words that were, just how different the words were, even in their story, like when they were talking about this, and yeah, I had troubles and I was always trying. I was trying to build this company or I was trying to, win this race or whatever, and I just couldn't do it. And then one day I decided, and then it happened. I built a foundation or I won this thing or whatever. And I'm like, oh, so try even for this iconic figure in our culture. Try disempower them, and when they decided, all of a sudden they achieved the big thing that they were going for. So I took notes and I started playing with that in my life, and sure enough, it had the same impact on me. So I believe the words that I have curated, they are true for everybody because there is a vibrational frequency, because the words are so old. They had words that were created in the dictionary, there was an intention in the creation of that word. And so even if people, because we do this with language, we start to kind of change meaning over time, what something means.
Yes. And
Like
even with
perform.
slang, like the kids these days are using all these words. I don't even know what they're speaking about, but it's
Yeah.
like, okay, well, that means this to me, you know?
Yeah. So those words though, the vibrational intention never changed. We've just changed them, and that's why Try simply means to, if somebody tries, it means to intend to do. Intending to do isn't actually doing. It means attempt. That's what try actually means. It's just to attempt. But if you're like, well, I don't want to attempt to lose 20 pounds, I actually want to lose the 20 pounds, then do not use the word try. And so, and this is a word that people use like blinking. They don't even hear they use it. And so here's an example now to answer your question. So the four words, I have to just say it this way, the four words that I started telling all my clients when I came out of the closet about this is the words hard, try, problem, and easy. Hard, try, how, and problem. And then I have the replacement word that I give them. But then after they learn this and they're like, oh my gosh, Laura, thank you. That's so amazing. Then a month later, a year later, 5 years later, and if I'm talking to them again, and then they'll say, oh, I know, but it was really hard, and they'll go, because they know they're talking to me, and then they think, and I'm like, you can use the word, it's just going to disempower you. So it's not, you can't use these words. But when I do, if I ever, and I'm so conditioned, so I rarely use hard, how, problem, or try. But so what's a word like, so can you tell me what is a word that you, or something that you say that you're like, ew, I wish I could take that back?
Bad.
Pardon me?
So bad. So if I'm going through a challenging time, I never like to say I had a bad day. But if I find myself, if I say it accidentally, I'm like, oh my God, no, it wasn't bad. It was, and then I try and take it back.
Okay, good, good, good. And so for you, what you're thinking, I'm assuming, is that if I put that out there, now I have put that energy out into the ether, into my field, and I really don't want that energy in my pristine, highly,
High
heightened
vibration. Yeah.
high vibration,
I
right?
think, can you explain to the audience what you mean by words have a vibration or an energy so they
Well, we,
understand more what we're talking about?
yeah, so, okay, so the word itself. Like, I mean, if you wrote the word on paper itself, yeah, I would imagine perhaps would be a vibrational quality to it, but really the vibration I'm speaking of that words have is the meaning we attach or the way that we used it. It affects our vibration, our vibrational field. So when you say bad, and oh, I don't want to have bad, that word for you, because it matters to you. So that word, well, one, it's going to have a vibrational effect on you, but there is that rice experiment, right? Have you know about the 2 cups of rice? Have you ever seen this or heard about this?
No,
Oh
explain it
my
to
gosh.
us.
You could easily search this on the, internet. But if you were, after our interview here, go get 2 glasses out of your cabinet, put just uncooked white rice in those, and then say put one, we'll put them right next to each other. And then if you were to get a word like bad and tape it to one of the glasses, and then on the other glass tape the word good, the white rice that has good on it will remain in its form, and the rice that has the word bad labeled on it will start to disintegrate. It'll start to show mold and turn dark, like brown or black. And it's been proven over and over. You can do it yourself just to prove it, or you can even speak to the rice. On the one glass, you can be like, "You're beautiful, I love you, you're amazing." And then the other glass, you can say, "You're terrible, you're bad, and I don't like you." And it will. So that is quantum science, right? So that I
Ooh,
can't.
that is a that reminds me of the plant. I saw one about plants. There was a university teaching, or no, it was a high school teaching students about bullying. And they made them talk basically shitty to a plant and talk really nice to another plant. And the one that got all the positive affirmations was thriving. And the plant that got all the shame and all of that, it literally died. And that was absolutely proof that words have a vibration and meaning.
And I think personally, just living this out, that a big part of why it does that is because the meaning we attach, the moment you attach a meaning, like, and this, here's a real common thing, snakes are bad or cats are bad. People who, like, not a lot of people have that, but some people are afraid of cats and don't like them, or they're afraid of dogs. So if you, in your mind, construct a thought, and all thought triggers emotions and feelings that is in your body. That's where emotions and feelings are. That is your vibrational field. That is, and that is what you broadcast, and then it's in the field even around you. So if you say cats are bad or this day was bad, then you, a pretty big, energetic field, is just broadcasting that. Because you said it,
Yes.
now you put it out there, and if you believe it's just going to kind of like the ripple effect that you spoke of earlier, or concentric circles, it's just going to keep flowing out. You've distorted the energy that's in the field, and it's going to the top, to the subject. So it'll go to the cat. So every time I went to my friend's house who had a cat, that cat didn't like me because I was broadcasting
Right.
bad, and it matched that energy in a way. So that's all well, yes, documented. Go read about it. Quantum science, quantum field, all that kind of stuff would teach you that stuff. But to how do you correct it? How do you take it back? Here's how I do it. So if I say a word, and I'm going to use yours, if I were to say, oh my God, this was a really bad day, or this was a terrible day, or I hated this day, if I were to say something like that, and then I caught myself, like, oh my God, Laura, you just put that out there, I'd say, okay, hold on. Let me come back here. I would even just kind of like come back. That would work for me to language this way. Let me say that differently. This was a different day. This was just a different kind of day than I thought it was going to be. Like, that's what I would do, is use a word that was neutral, or wow, I learned a lot in this day. I learned a lot of things, and I'm grateful. So all you have to do is overlay it. That's all you have to do. You don't have to condemn it. You don't have to destroy the word bad. You just kind of like, wait, come back here. Almost like a kid, if you send your little child to school, out the front door, and they're going to walk to the bus, and you're like, oh, wait a
Right.
minute, come back. Let me put a little jacket on you. Let me just,
Yep.
make it better. You probably will probably need this jacket later. So simple, simple. And I really believe in the primacy recency effect. We mostly remember the first thing and then the last thing and not the stuff in the middle. So in that case, you say bad, but then if you're like, oh, let me just say good, then the most recent energy code or vibration is the one that's going to be left.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I want to go back to the how to find a way, how versus way. Why does that hold so much more power than the how?
Way, so there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot more than I'll probably be able to speak to, but in short, the fairy tale story of, I don't know which one it is, where the princess was going to something, I no, I mean, no, not that one. The needle in the haystack. I don't even know what fairy tale story that
Oh,
is.
is it the P? No, needle in the. Oh,
That's what I
yeah.
was thinking. I was thinking it might be that might be the same one because I thought the same thing, and I'm like, it's not that, but something. There's a notion of you have to go find a needle that's in that haystack. That was part of the
Okay.
story. And to me, it's almost the body almost has that kind of reaction, and even to the thinking when you think I've got to find out, I've got to figure out how I'm going to, hit my income goals this year, or how I'm going to lose this next 20 pounds, or how am I going to pay for college next year for my graduating senior? How am I going to
Yep.
do that? What I've seen in others and myself is it just kind of creates an uptick in anxiety,
Totally.
stress, angst, uncertainty, which all start to break you down into lack of confidence, and even lack of clarity. And so then you kind of get mired down into, oh my gosh, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, because you don't know how is what you think. And that's also put you in a constrictive state. So now you're not even good to receive support and help because you're so kind of lost in this. So the difference is, if when you say way, one, it gives you many options. And we live in a universe. First of all, we live in an abundant universe. Here's an example of the abundance this universe offers. There are many ways to pay for college, to find funding for college. There are many ways you can lose weight and get healthy. Many ways, many, many, many ways. More and more and more every day, right? Because of what we got. So one, that's just natural law. So it opens you up, which, and then you get choice. And we are at our essence, and I know you know this. There is the ego self here, but we also have inhabited in us is our soul, our spirit. That's really who we are. The this That is who we are. And that is truly a free entity. We are, the energy is free. Our soul is free. It just happens to be housed in this body. And so it
Yes.
responds to feeling free. We are not meant to not be free. We are not meant to be limited. Our essence isn't. And so when you say way, that's why your higher self can come in, because it's like that, you got my number. That's where I stand up and come to the counter and do what I have to do. I can exist and live in expansion or in freedom, but I can't in this limited ego world with rules and, all this stuff that we've kind of built our world, the way we've built our world.
Yes. So, what advice would you give to the listeners out there who are looking for a way to change their frame of mind and start attracting, more abundance by use of words? What are
So
some
there,
things they can do? Some first steps.
it's so simple. Step one step, just step away from using the word how and instead use the word way. Now, anyone listening to this who's never heard this before, they are definitely going to, even today, they're going to hear themselves at some point be like, well, how am I going to get home on time? They're gonna, it's, how should I, whatever it is, they will do it. And so there'll be a few steps. One is remember the difference in when you speak the word how and use that word, and when you use the word way. Just go back to your life, your own story, and see how that's shown to be true. So that's one, because then you'll get proof, and the proof is in the pudding. Like, oh my God, that did make me more confident and certain and clear, and there I went, and it kind of unfolded in flow and naturally, and it was amazing and it was fruitful. And whenever I've tried to like bang my head, how, nothing ever happened. I yielded no good harvest or no good fruit. So just remember that. And then also remember, okay, that's right. I just heard this podcast about how and way, and let me just, if I heard myself say how, let me back up and say, wait, come back here. Let me try this instead, or let me use this word instead. What way? And just do it. Like we said earlier, just do the thing you learned. Don't just hear it and then, store it in your head, and then practice it. And here's what I know to be true. When you actually experience is also in the body. When you experience the effect of using the word way, it tastes pretty darn good. It's pretty like it, this is awesome. I love how I feel. I love the energy. I love the flow. I love how I'm showing up. I'm loving that I'm getting results. That's hard to forget. You will keep, remember that. And so your own results will perpetuate or impulse you to keep using the word and remembering use the word way. And if you use the word how, you're not in trouble. The world's not going to fall apart. You're not going to reverse and back, fall down the mountain. You just have to, just remember. Okay, that's right. Use the word way.
I love that. I love that. Would you tell the audience where they could explore your offers and see more of what you do?
So I can be found at lauraburkeycoaching.com, and I have, there's different, introduction of who I am and different things that I offer, and really just fill out my contact form with any question, anything at all about, how what I do could help them, and I will reply immediately, and then we would take it from there.
Amazing, amazing. It was so much fun talking to you today, and thanks for finding a way to make it here today.
Thank you, Lisa.
Do you have any last minute thoughts for the audience?
Nope, I'm pretty good. I'm good.
Amazing, amazing. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. Laura so brilliantly just emphasized how powerful the words we use are. So I'm going to speak for both of us saying we challenge you to change the words that you're using. Let your words empower you. Until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor, and you just heard from Laura Berkey. Make sure to go back and listen to our past episodes because they are brilliant and they give even more tips on different behaviors that we can do to enhance our well-being. Have a good day, everyone.